During their talks at Dar es Salaam State House, President Bush and President Kikwete discussed next month's elections in Zimbabwe, where longtime President Robert Mugabe is facing a divided opposition. In remarks before this trip to Africa, Mr. Bush denounced Mr. Mugabe as a discredited dictator who's brought nightmarish misery to his people by mismanaging the economy and repressing political dissent. In a joint press conference with the Tanzanian leader Sunday, the president said Zimbabweans deserve better.
There's no doubt the people of Zimbabwe deserve a government that serves their interests and recognizes their basic human rights and holds free and fair elections. That's in the interest of the people of Zimbabwe. It happens to be the interest of the world as well.
Zimbabwe's official inflation rate, already the world's highest, has risen to more than 66,000%. Price controls introduced last June have had little effect in a country with chronic food and fuel shortages and an unemployment rate of about 80%. Zimbabwe was a big issue during the president's first trip to Africa 5 years ago. At the time, Mr. Bush embraced South African President Thabo Mbeki as an honest broker in the political standoff between President Mugabe and opponents in Zimbabwe's pro-democracy movement. President Bush now says he's disappointed that South Africa has not been more proactive in resolving the political and economic crisis in its northern neighbor. Zimbabwe's main opposition leader says the South African president should show some courage and abandon his policy of quiet support for President Mugabe. South Africa's deputy foreign minister says the fact that Zimbabweans are preparing for elections next month is proof that President Mbeki's mediation efforts have been productive. President Mugabe is looking to extend his 28 years in power. The opposition has failed to come together in a unified campaign, and Mr. Mugabe's most serious challenger, Simba Makoni, is a former member of his own party. Critics blame President Mugabe for economic mismanagement and the poorly handled seizure of white-owned commercial farms. Mr. Mugabe blames sabotage by Western governments led by Britain. Scott Stearns, VOA News, with the President in Dar es Salaam.